Morning, everybody. Josh here, SG Daily, number 23. It is a Friday. That's a pretty good thing. Got through the week. I can't figure out lighting. For anyone who watches these on YouTube, if you have any tips on lighting, what do I do? There's a lamp on here. It's like the sun's coming out, but it's kind of gray. I know business. I know law. I know exercising. I know diet. I know dating. I don't know how to figure out lighting. So if you have any lighting tips, shoot me a comment or something below. I don't care how embarrassing it is. Anyway, hope your week's gone better than the struggles I'm having with lighting. My week's actually gone pretty good. I mentioned yesterday, you know, time management, prioritizing, and I'm doing a lot of thinking around that this week. And I alluded to it a little bit yesterday, but I mean, in essence, right, what I said in the SG Daily 22, which I recommend watching, is that as an being an entrepreneur or especially a solopreneur is one of those jobs where the world is so much your oyster, it's almost a bad thing. If you like that kind of stuff, I think you'll be okay. But it's so much your oyster that it's very hard to know what to do at what time, right? And you're never going to know what the exact right thing is. And so we just kind of wing it with educated guesses, of course. And you learn over experience what works and what doesn't work and what works better and what works worse. But in the grand scheme of things, you can't be a perfect entrepreneur. It's not possible, right? Because let's say you do well, even if you do well, you could have missed out on an opportunity to do even better, right? And you'll never know because you can't compare, right? If what's today? March the 23rd, I think? 22nd? If you try a marketing strategy on March 22nd and it goes well for 2 weeks, it's really hard to then try a second one 2 weeks later. You can definitely do it and compare the two, and you'll get, you know, a pretty reasonable response as to whether which one performed better. But if you want to say whether someone's a perfect entrepreneur or not, you can't go back to March 22nd in exactly that same scenario and hit the exact same audience with a different marketing campaign and compare those apples to apples, right? It's like Granny Smith apple to Macintosh apple. It's like as close as you're going to get, but not actually 100% right. So that's a little existential, especially for business, but it's just something I've been thinking about a lot. And, you know, in terms of prioritizing, trying to maximize the day, right? Because I have a pretty good morning routine. I posted it on Instagram the other day. If you're not following, at Solopreneur Grind, to check it out. I have a pretty good evening routine, but everything in between that is a fixed number of hours, right? If I want to maintain my morning routine, I want to maintain my evening routine, and I want to sleep 7 to 8 hours a day, then that means I have X amount of hours left. How do I get everything out of that I can? There's a great book by Jay Abraham called Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got. And it's a really good business book, and it kind of relates to what I'm talking about, but mostly I just love the title, right? Because that's what I'm talking about here. Getting everything you can out of all you've got. So I've got those, whatever, 12, 14 hours of the day left. How do I get as much out of that as possible? And it's hard, right? There's no playbook. There's no right or wrong. Like I said, you can't go back and compare in the exact same scenarios. You can't give the same person a sales pitch a second time without them being a little affected or influenced by the first one. So doing a lot of thinking around that and just trying to find little ways to improve here and there, right? I've tried the Pomodoro technique, so 25 minutes of work and 5 minute break, 25 work, 5 minute break. If you've never heard of that, look it up. It's pretty good. I used to do it for studying in grad school. It was really helpful. You know, put the phone away, don't put the phone away, keep the email tab open, don't keep the email tab open. So there's a lot of these little tips and things and areas of improvement and considerations we need to have. It's crazy. It's crazy and I love it. So if you're on the fence about being an entrepreneur and all these things I'm talking about make you want to curl up into a ball and hide, then you may not want to do it. which is why I put out this type of content. It's for people who may have already started or are thinking of starting, but want to know a little bit more about what it's like being in the shoes of an entrepreneur going through the grind. So that's the SG Daily, Solopreneur Grind Daily, number 23, I believe. Shout out to MJ. And that's it. It's Friday, last day of the week. I'm going to send out my Friday email. If you're not on the email list, link is underneath. Whether you're watching on YouTube or on the podcast, I have the link there. That's my favorite stuff. I love writing the podcast. No offense, love the SG Daily too, but I write three emails a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Short snippets, kind of like this. Get you set on your day and your week, and enjoy them a lot. Anyways, have a great weekend. I will talk to you Monday morning.